Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. There's a website that I want you guys to go to. 612, the actual number, 612film.com. It's important because there's a documentary that you guys will soon see that recently premiered with a story that we all lived through. If you're listening to this show right now, you know what it was like here when we had the murder of George Floyd and you had the protest and the world watched it. We were here. We were a part of it. And there is an amazing documentary, a short doc that is going to be revealed to the world in due time. And joining us here in studio is the guy that is like the mastermind behind it. ZM Grove, director, writer, producer. He joined us here in studio to talk about the doc and just how he got into wanting to do this work. So first off, ZM, and by the way, full transparency, me and ZM have known each other for a long, long time. We go way, way back. I appreciate you coming on The Lake Show, man. And by the way, you're so complimentary of me, and I appreciate the support and the love and just, big up in me all the time. So I truly appreciate it. And your first time on the show, so thanks for coming to hang out, man.
Hey, thanks, Henry, and appreciate what you do, brother. You're the one voice in Minnesota that transcends every zip code.
I'm trying
thanks
to.
Thanks for having me, and I'm a big supporter.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. All right, so first off, tell everybody a little bit about your background. Tell everybody about who ZM Grove is.
Yeah, ZM Van Groth, Northside kid, grew up across the street.
Northside?
Northside, North Commons Park, North Community High School graduate. And, yeah, our family's been in North Minneapolis since the 1800s. But I was adopted into a multicultural family, white parents, black kids, and living in North Minneapolis in the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'll always be Northside.
Yeah. I mean, a Northside guy, you mentioned that you were adopted. There's a story there in itself, right, like that people will see in the documentary. But you know, you have, I mean, you're not just a Northside guy. You're global, man. You move around, so you tend to go from here to Los Angeles. How long have you been kind of in this realm of wanting to do, like, movies or docs and content creation and stuff like that? Has that always been a thing that you've always wanted to do?
No, I'm a business guy, man. Come on, man.
Yeah,
that paper.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a business guy, and most of my life, although I grew up in North Minneapolis, most of my life has been in Los Angeles. And then had it not been for my mom getting sick, I would have never been back here. And that was right before COVID and George Floyd.
Yeah.
So I've always been around Hollywood, the studios, contacts. You know, I'm a nobody. But at the same time, I got back here and found myself on the front lines of the protests. And for the last 5 years, have been interviewing hundreds of people because I wanted to know how young people started the biggest single issue protest in modern history right here in the streets of Minneapolis.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into that, because I find that captivating that you mentioned that, because when I think about the pandemic, because there's so much that's a part of this story. The pandemic hits. We have George Floyd that is murdered. We have a phenomenon like the world has never seen before. That in itself is a story, because I remember in the pandemic where there were few places that you would go to. It was, I mean, because the world had shut down. Yeah. And I remember one time going to the grocery store, all masked up, the grocery store being Whole Foods in Minnetonka near Ridgedale. And I bumped into Devin George, and Devin was with his father, and we've got our mask on, whatever. And I see Devin, I recognize Devin. I pull it down just for a second so I can reveal who I was and put it back up. And so we get to talk, whatever. And basically, they were doing some last minute shopping, getting some groceries, whatever, for family, and then they were getting ready to get to travel to LA,
right,
to spend some time in LA, because Devin's back and forth between here and Los Angeles, clearly, because he played for the Lakers. But the bottom line is that the world was kind of, it was like time had really just kind of just stood still for a minute, and we're all watching what happened with George Floyd. How did you get into a situation and a position to make this documentary? Because like you mentioned, you had been in LA, but then George Floyd happens. You find yourself here. Talk about that.
Yeah. So we got to remember, if we step back, there was a confluence of events going on. And you got to remember Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, that was already going on. And people forget, on that morning was the bird watching incident in Central Park.
Oh, wow.
And so then in the afternoon, people started seeing that. And then they started seeing the murder of George Floyd. So I rocked up on history by accident. A day after, I just wanted to, you know, I had been cooped up in a place here. I have an autoimmune disease, so I was like in a bubble like everyone else. And like you said, we were all forced to see what a murder looks like. Had it not been for that brave 17-year-old girl, this would have just been another black man, you know, murdered or died by fentanyl, whatever you want to say about it.
Yeah. And well, and we know how the police report was, and what the police put out initially clearly was not what actually happened.
Yeah, that's a trial. And this film is not about George Floyd.
Yeah.
What I did was I wanted to see what happened. And accidentally, I rocked up on the third precinct the day that I believe the protest really started. And that's when normal citizens came to the third precinct and said, hey, we want to figure out why these cops killed this guy that we saw from 9 minutes and 29 seconds. And I was there. And at that point, I think it was the first time where Minnesotans, white Minnesotans, saw getting shot from sniper positions from the top of an American police department, stun grenades, tear gas. All that. I think it shocked a lot of Minnesotans, but it definitely shocked those people that were there. And I just happened to be capturing it on my phone like everyone else, putting it on social media. It went viral. And I was like, man, I got to keep going. So the next day, I went to the protest that started in City Hall and marched. Well, I wasn't marching. I was just filming the front
lines. Yeah, you were documenting it. Yeah.
Documented.
Yep.
And not because I'm a filmmaker, but I just wanted to know what was going on and see how this kind of the outcome of this. And so after a week or so of documenting the protest, putting it up on social media, I said, you know what? I really actually want to find out. What is this? Why is this so explosive?
Yep.
And by that time, it became the number one issue in the world, you know. And so in the process that summer, I started saying, hey, you know, in questioning why these protests, why these young people are going out, I found out it was the inequities. These kids know what's going on in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah.
You can't have a place for the best place for the majority and the worst place for the minority and not think there's going to be constant tension.
Yeah.
So these kids knew what was going on. And for the first time, they were like, yep, see, that's their reality every single day. And those protesters, the majority of them were white. They were white allies saying, we know that we get treated differently than our Black and Brown and Native American LGBTQ classmates.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, this is enough. And so for, you know, for the next year, they were out there, and I just started asking, you know, everybody, politicians, community people, you know, people that were actually involved in Minnesota, people like you, just questions of like, how'd this happen? And I didn't want to stop there. I wanted to find out, how can we move forward?
Yeah.
How can Minnesota, the America, and the world move forward? So I started documenting the solutions.
Yeah.
And I found out the solutions are the community programs and organizations and good people around Minnesota. They already have the solutions. And so we kind of focus on four of them: the Rondo Bridge Project in St. Paul, the V3 Sports in North Minneapolis Complex, Justice Alan Page, the Page Education Foundation,
yeah,
and Black
amazing.
Men Teach.
Yep.
Because these are local things that are working, that are positively affecting youth, that have implications nationally.
Yeah. We're talking to director, writer, producer, executive producer, ZM Van Grol, here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Phenomenal job that he did with the 612 film that he has called Darkness in the Land of Nice. And I'm glad that you positioned it and described it in that way, because it's not about George Floyd. That's a piece of this, but it's not what this is about. What you did was you talked about, how do we become a better Minnesota? How do we become a better place? How do we learn from instances like this that have happened? And who are the people that are doing great work in our community? You mentioned the four organizations and people that have been highlighted here. That was a lot of fun. I was at the premiere.
Yeah.
You told me it turned out amazing. And I'm always kind of critical of anything where my face shows up at least for a split second. Dude, you guys knocked it out the park.
You're the star.
It was unbelievable.
You're the star. You're like the last part of the film, man.
I'm a small piece of the film. And look, first off, I want to say I was honored to be a part of it. But when you have people like Marvin Anderson and Alan Page and Erica Binger and Marcus Lynn, I mean, those are people in organizations that are doing amazing work. I thought it was extremely well done. Talk a little bit about some of the people that assisted you in this, because the production team, I mean, when I was there and saw the people that you had on board, the David Massey's and the Sarah Brokaw's and stuff like that, I'm like, man, you've got like elites here.
Yeah, they're all people that want to make a difference.
Mm.
The fact that we had Justice Page, Erica, and Marcus, and Mr. Anderson, these are just like hundreds and thousands of Minnesotans quietly doing the good work. You just never hear about them, because it's easier to, like, you know, say that things are burning and whatnot. But yeah, David Massey, our producer, that brother's first, you know, the first Black to get nominated for an Academy Award in the shorts. He's like one of the most respected men in the people in the Academy. The Brokaw family, obviously, in news.
I know, Tom Brokaw,
Sarah's father. You know, Clint, he runs the public radio station in Bentonville, Arkansas, Kapkaye Ampa. You know, he started on a film called Color Purple, and was the first Black to be, you know, one of the first Blacks in Hollywood on set design and production. So we have 50 to 100 documentarians and real film people behind this film, because we wanted to show, you know, out of tragedy can come progress.
Yeah. No, it was an amazing film. But people out there that are listening, they can support the film before it gets to, because you guys want to get it nominated and get into the different film festivals and stuff like that. People can actually financially support the film to give it that push, give it that boost, give it that exposure that it needs.
Absolutely. So if you go to, 612film.com/support, we're raising funds so that we can do free screenings mm-hmm. around the country. It's important. Hopefully we'll get picked up with streaming. You'll see it on that. But we want to be able to make sure that communities have the ability to see it free and to showcase what's happening good in their community. Here's what's good in Minnesota, and collaborate with them. And so if we have a national network of community organizations that are actually making a positive difference working together, that's what we can do. So supporting, you know, we have our fiscal sponsors, the International Documentary Association, you know, the largest supporter of documentary films in the world. It can be a donation or a sponsorship. We're just raising a little bit of money so that we can make sure that people out there know that communities around the country are actually doing good.
Yeah.
They're making progress.
Absolutely. And get that website out one more time.
612film.com/support.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. It's trust me, people, seeing it, it's amazing. It's a short doc. It runs, what, 40 minutes?
Yeah, 39 minutes.
39 minutes. It's well done. It seemed a little bit longer, not in a bad way, but like you're captivated by the footage and just about the people that are part of this great piece.
There's a lot into it. It's a very, I think from the score, I mean, this is an international group of filmmakers, Peabody Award winners, Emmy Award winners, Academy nominated people. Just from the music to the sound to the color, from filmmaking, it's a really good film. And we hope to make sure that we honor the people that entrusted us with their story.
Hey, congratulations, man, and continued success.
Appreciate you,
that's
man.
Awesome. All right, that's ZM Grobe joining us here in studio on The Lake Show. Coming up next, we've got Bite of the Night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, thanks again to ZM Growth for joining us in studio. And he says, you're the star. I'm not the star. I just got a small piece in the movie. But just to be amongst all the people in this story, it was, I got to admit, it was cool. It was cool to be a part of everything. It was awesome. Now it's time for Bite of the Night. All right, and so the Bite of the Night here is because now we have one game that's in the books for the Stanley Cup Finals, Edmonton and Florida. Edmonton won last night. Final score was 4-3.
In overtime.
4-3. So Edmonton, they get the first game. Well, there was an interesting take from, now I'm blanking on the name, former PK Subban. PK Subban, thank you. PK Subban was on SportsCenter earlier today, actually was on First Take, And he had a take about jerseys heading into the Raptor. If Edmonton ends up winning this thing, take a listen.
The significance of it. Stephen A., if Connor McDavid wins a Stanley Cup, Leon Draisaitl wins a Stanley Cup, I don't know if this is going to happen, but I'd be an advocate for putting their jerseys up in the Raptors right away. These guys have been that good. Oh, immediate Hall of Famers. These guys are going into the Hall of Fame. And if they get it done, you may be able to add Stuart Skinner's name to that group.
It's a big statement.
Because
right
there. It is a big statement. It is a big statement because that's how great these guys have been. Without having that ring on their finger, there's not one player in this league that'll say that those guys don't deserve to have
them. Well, they got some
All right, so you are like the queen of hockey around here.
Wow.
You love No, you are.
Like Thank
you. Like you love hockey.
I do.
Like I like hockey. You love hockey.
Yes.
So there's a difference. And my go-to person on this station or on this show rather is Jessie Pierce. I love Jessie. She's been doing
Huge
stuff with
fan.
Me for the last couple of years. But I wanted to ask you, is that a hot take? What he said, it comes across as a hot take, but I'm not going to say that I'm as educated with all things hockey, but that came across, and I like PK Subban. He's very entertaining on ESPN, but that came across as a hot take.
It's wild to me. It's truly wild. And sometimes PK gets really out there. You know who else gets out there? Sometimes myself. I just listened to the Chad Hartman show in the Am I Wrong segment from a couple weeks ago. But when you talk about retiring jerseys after one championship, we're not even talking about like the Vegas Golden Knights that have only won one championship in their entire existence. This is the Oilers. Wayne's played here, right? Marc Messier's played here. There's been a few other people that brought championships have meant a whole hell of a lot to that franchise, but that's not even the biggest argument that I have. Greatness and enshrining people with jersey retirements, with Hall of Fame busts, it's not just about achieving success. It's about sustaining it. It's about growing as a player. It's about having a long career in which your impact is felt on a multitude of levels. And you can say both of those players fit that criteria and will if they continue at the current pace. Championships legitimize you a little bit, but I wouldn't say you won one championship. That's it.
That just seems
statue,
wild to me.
But you know, everybody
that just
wants,
seems wild to me.
They want to annoy
Connor
McDavid so bad. They need him to win a championship so bad this league.
Do you think that part of the take being that hot is because it's been so long since a Canadian team has won?
Absolutely.
Yeah, had to be.
Absolutely.
It had to be
part
of the take.
As a proud Canadian, PK is definitely one of those guys that wants that that streak broken. And he had his chances. He had his chances. And
I was like, man, this is a wild take, bro.
It's a wild take. And I don't know, maybe it's influenced a little bit by Colorado choosing to retire like Deion or Sanders and Travis Hunter's jerseys. Like, I don't know if it's just something in the water.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I agree.
That's
it's like participation trophy on steroids. It's you're getting.
I mean, Shador Sanders having his jersey retired at Colorado is the most laughable thing I've seen.
Also, immediately after the career has ended, give it a chance to breathe.
He was fifth round pick?
Well, most of the time you wait a couple years, right? I don't think Patrick Mahomes had his stuff retired until he had at least one or two championships. Like, what's the rush to anoint? We already have a lot of great talent across that league, across football, like all that.
Yeah,
it seems like we need to show more. This is the best. This is the elite. This is the upper echelon. Why do we have you so high?
What was your take on the game last night? Because I was so Ooh. Full transparency. I didn't see the overtime, but I was thoroughly entertained early because we're here. We've got the it on in the studio, and it was just right out the gate, goals, goals, goals.
Right.
I was entertained early.
And the Oilers came out swinging, and them having home ice advantage, that building was rocking early. But then Florida was able to kind of take back and take the wind out of the sails.
And they were
really
on the offensive, yes.
And I think that's what a lot of times when you have repeat matchups, you look for like, well, this is what it was last year. This is what happened last year, or the differences. Like Leon Draisaitl didn't have one goal in that final series last year. Now he has two. He had the one that opened up the scoring last night, and he had the game winner. right? Zach Hyman played the entire final last year. He's out this year with wrist surgery. But you know who's in? Evander Kane, who knows how to bump some bodies. And so it's a different equation. And I would expect different results on a night-to-night basis. I think it's going to be one of those OT warrior type of series, kind of like what the Minnesota Frost went through with the Ottawa team in the PWHL finals, where it's just like every game is within a goal or you go into the extra frame. And so great hockey, fast hockey, mean hockey. And so I'm a huge fan of the series so far.
All right, so before last night, what was your prediction?
Florida.
You picked Florida,
Florida
in what?
Probably in seven. I always go for seven because it's just there's.
So you think Florida in seven?
I don't know if I still think that. Hmm. And here, I completely buried the lead. He put Stuart Skinner in the grouping with Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. I love goalies, Henry. I'm a huge fan of what Stuart Skinner has been able to put together in the latter half of this postseason. But putting him in the grouping is absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, there are a lot of ships that have been set off by one playoff success. And he hasn't even had to sustain it through the whole time. He got pulled! Well, he got hurt. But then the guy that they replaced him with got hurt. And that's the only reason why he got back in the mix. Maybe this is an example of why there shouldn't be a goalie playing every single game, depending on what you have. Because from a mental standpoint, it's just really hard to stay high. Because these games, they're just that roller coaster. Those scores, when you pull people. But Stuart Skinner, he's not getting his jersey retired even if he wins this cup with a shutout. There's no way. There's
651-461-9226. Coming up next, we go from one hot take to possibly another hot take after weather right here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90. In stores and at Marisa's.com.
Shout out to my girl Chelsea. Listen to the show. She thought that maybe Lindsay was cussing me out there in the commercial break.
I didn't cuss, did I?
I'm joking.
Chelsea, thank you for being a girl's girl. Saving my ass.
What's a girl's girl?
Oh, just somebody that knows how to support when it's needed.
I'm glad neither one of us cussed.
I think I had another slider up that I wasn't supposed to. We're firing all cylinders. You got me talking about hockey.
It wasn't
excited.
Me. You had the hot mic.
I lost my responsibilities. Brutal.
Oh, man. All right. We got it just tipped off NBA Finals. We got the Indiana Pacers on the road against the best team all season long, the Oklahoma City Thunder. We'll get to that here a little bit later. But Fox Sports 1, that national channel, of which I have a friend that actually, a fraternity brother that is on the network, Chris Broussard, who joined us last week. First things first, he was on the show last week. And I'm happy they came on the show. I think that the show that they put together, him and Nick Wright, and like there's some talent on that network. Colin Cowherd is extremely talented too. Like, I don't agree with some of the things that Colin Cowherd says, but the way that he formulates his opinions and gives his takes, remarkable. Doesn't mean you're going to agree with everything that he says, but the way that he delivers it is awesome. His co-host, though, who filled in for him on Tuesday, is Jason McIntyre. Okay, I'm not a fan of Jason McIntyre's. I'm not. I just think that this is the reason why I'm not saying because like he's a bad human being or something like that. It's not nothing to do with that. I just think that his sports takes are just terrible, like horrible. I believe that Jason McIntyre has some of the worst sports takes in all of sports. Seriously.
What's the most offensive one off the top of your
head? I don't know. I mean, there's just so many. And I can't even remember them. I'd probably be traumatized and scarred. But he's the co-host of The Herd. He started The Big Lead. That was what he started. It was a blog years ago. His takes are just terrible. Like, he's the type of guy that would say that Michael Jordan is not one of the top five basketball players of all time. Like, he's that type of guy. Like, that's how bad the takes would be. So, this isn't necessarily about a bad take. Because we'll see how this shakes out. He is bullish on the Vikings. Jason McIntyre is all in on the Vikings. This is what he had to say when he was filling in on The Herd.
I am coming out right now and telling America I'm all in on J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings. They will play in the NFC Championship this year. I'm making my prediction here in June. I am all in on this team. Now, it's a couple things at play. Without any prompting, Aaron Jones will not stop talking about J.J. McCarthy. The leadership, the dude's got it. Sometimes you just have it. It's a quality. You know, girl walks into a bar, she's got it. That's the girl. Quarterback walks in, and he's got command of the offense. So you start adding these things up. Jim Harbaugh, who knows a little bit about football, loves J.J. McCarthy. The team of destiny this year is the Minnesota Vikings.
So this is what I will say. I like the fact that he's going out on a limb. I do like that. I appreciate that. Because sometimes you just got to put it out there. And if that's what he believes, put it out there. I got no issue with that. I don't know what the evidence is that J.J. McCarthy's the real deal. Like, we'll see. Time will tell. People are high on him, though.
He walked into a bar. He was looking good.
Yeah, how about that? The gal that she was in the bar, oh, she was looking good. What?
Marry her.
I don't.
There she be. You could tell in 0.2 seconds, right?
I'm like, Jason, what? Bro, what are we doing here? But it's going to be so the reason why I wanted to talk about this isn't because I all of a sudden want to have a love fest with Jason McIntyre. No. I'm not a fan. But I bring this up because he's not the only one that is high on the Vikings. There are other people out there that believe that the Vikings could be better than what everyone expects. Now, I'm the type of person that when you have such an unknown at such an important position like quarterback, that I'm not going to make any assumptions that it's going to be business as usual. Unless I got inside information and I just know that this person is going to be on the money. Like, for instance, when Patrick Mahomes was going to be the starting quarterback in his second year for the Chiefs, Louis Riddick came out and he was like, I'm telling y'all right now, this guy's about to light the world on fire. And when I was like, what? And remember,
but it's Lewis Riddick.
Lewis, no. When Lewis Riddick speaks, I listen.
Exactly.
Because he's been so right about a lot of different guys.
Exactly.
And he's also worked in player personnel and been in front offices and stuff like that, whatever. But he said that about Patrick Mahomes, and I had a little bit of a feeling with that too, because remember, I was in Kansas City when they drafted Patrick Mahomes. So there was a little bit of overlap from when I was in Kansas City to coming back home. But the point of it is that this is not the first person that I have heard in the last couple of weeks that have mentioned that the Vikings are going to be better than what people expect. What do you think?
I hate it. I hate getting preseason hype. I hate getting hyped at all, because I think it sets everybody up for a crap season. Not record-wise, but I think the attitude towards the team changes, because then you expect to win every week and everything else is a disappointment. I personally think it's probably pretty miserable to be a Chiefs fan these days. Because even if you win, does it feel good? Like, it's...
No.
Every game, it doesn't matter until they get to the Super Bowl, because it's not the Super Bowl, because that's the only thing that matters to them at this point.
No, it feels great to be a Chiefs fan. Trust me.
But do they enjoy the ride, though? Do they truly enjoy the ride? Or is it just right when you get to the part where it's supposed to be the playoffs? Because that's where I want a good experience week to week. And being a surprise, being an underdog, having that motivation, having that lack of pressure.
No.
That's what I worry about.
Chiefs fans right now are embracing the hate.
Sure.
They are embracing hate. So because
there's no joy left in finding any sort of credence in a game in November where Patrick Mahomes goes for four touchdowns and 300 yards. What's that? Like, that does nothing for them. Does nothing for you.
I think that people will look and they will say whatever they have to say, but at the end of the day, you should try to find the most enjoyment that you can.
Right. I'm just saying, when you're spoiled, it's easy to discount all the little opportunities that you have to feel joy, because now you're just going for the big kahuna. And I just worry about this added talk and the pressure on J.J. McCarthy. I know that he was the head of the Michigan offense and he was showing up early and he would always bring people together and he shows up for his teammates and all of these things. We don't care about whether or not somebody is a good person or not anymore. It's all about those wins and losses. And if he doesn't succeed early on, those doubters, they push hard. They suffocate hard.
The other person that in the last week said on television that they were high on the Vikings was Bill Barnwell.
Really?
From ESPN, yeah.
Another very credible talking head. It's like the people that we like to believe are saying it. You're like, do we believe it? And then we do, and so we have the joy. But then the actual season starts, and then reality is what reality is. What if he has like three good games around, then one absolute stinker? Because you also people are now the regression.
It's a super interesting to me.
It is.
So we'll see. We'll see how it all shakes out. But yeah, I find all that interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll break. We'll get to headlines. That's next. And let's dive into those headlines. Lindsey Brown doing headlines tonight. Looking forward to this. Also, word on the street. Top of the hour, we'll talk to Kevin Gore. It's Belmont weekend, Belmont Stakes, and also Stanley Cup Finals. But first, we got headlines.
Just a collection of random things that happened today or are happening to be going on. The Haudenosaunee Confederacy is currently at odds with the IOC. That's right, one of the most corrupt organizations in the world, the International Olympic Committee. The Haudenosaunee Nation has their own lacrosse team. And lacrosse is a sport that's being included in the 2028 LA Olympics. And they are asking to be included. They're asking me to include it. Why? Because they invented lacrosse. Literally, these are the people, a collection of several tribes that is in upstate New York and Ontario, Canada, that falls in the gray area amidst established international ideas of what constitutes a nation. They have their own passports and contend that they're a sovereign nation because they have treaties with the U.S. and Great Britain and France. But many countries do not recognize them as such. I heard that.
What's the name of it again?
The Haudenosaunee, the Confederacy.
Okay.
They have their own flag. People have said, why don't you compete for Canada or for the U.S.? Well, they're the ones that have been, you know, kind of getting us all together, taking away our land. They've, you know, they're the issue here. We've survived all these generations. Our ancestors have died for us to have this opportunity, and so they
reside here.
Yeah, but and they're their own sovereign nation,
and they're trying to get into the Olympics.
Yes, yes, but the International Olympic Committee has thus far said it will not allow the Haudenosaunee to participate under its own flag at the Olympics. Its eligibility rules state that countries can only participate if they have a National Olympic Committee, which requires recognition by the international community and acceptance by IOC. It sounds like we can just do what we want. Why don't we let them in? Why wouldn't we let them compete in the sport that they invented?
Yeah,
they're under their flag.
I tend to agree. Like, I would be open to allowing them to participate.
Seems like the message in the spirit of the Olympics.
Yeah,
so hopefully IOC will do the right thing. But I'm not going to hold my breath.
No, they won't.
They will not.
But you talked about how corrupt they are.
Mm-hmm.
If this group paid millions of dollars to participate, of course it would happen overnight.
Right. They're looking for their paycheck because the Coke money is not enough. But it is. Oops. Hold on. I'm talking too much.
She's like, I got to get some water.
Still working on those allergies, people. Thanks for sticking with me. The Supreme Court on Thursday revived a woman's claim that she was discriminated against at work because she is straight. The unanimous ruling could make it easier in some parts of the country for people belonging to majority groups to bring such reverse discrimination claims. This is Marlene Ames is the plaintiff, sued the Ohio Department of Youth Services under Title IX of the Civil Rights Act, which prohibits sex discrimination in the workplace after a lesbian woman obtained a promotion that she had applied for. She was later demoted and her old position was taken by a gay man. So she is filing for reverse discrimination and the Supreme Court is going to hear it.
I mean, I just on the surface. And I'm not going to sit here and say because I don't know every single instance and every single. But how often do we actually think in this world, this big, vast world that we live in, that straight people are discriminated against for being straight? Like, come on.
That's the reason I got passed up. I'm sorry. I'm trying to perform. I'm going to find a way. I don't know, Henry, about you when you were younger, but I had trouble connecting with kids at recess. So sometimes when the boys went lightly play sports with them, I would go take care of and talk to the trees in the schoolyard. And you love science updates and headlines. So I wanted to provide some information that the trees remember times of water abundance and scarcity. There have been scientific studies going on, studying the resilience of trees because some trees, you know, die in certain droughts. Some survive. And they're able to tell. Because droughts are becoming increasingly common, longer, more severe with climate change, culling trees at scales and speeds have never been seen before. And while they're both being studied, that being types of trees, why they are dying off or why some of them are surviving, they might explain why trees around the world have become accustomed to wet conditions and have suffered die-offs when caught off guard by sudden drought. So, the trees, they have memories.
I got nothing for you.
Come on, Henry. You don't talk to the trees.
No, I really
They hold
don't.
All the memories. There were trees that raised you, that knew you when you were just a young lad. They could still be around. They're pollinating the earth around it.
Do you give trees names? Do you personally?
I do not. I do give rocks names, though. Not a lot of rocks around here. I gotta go rock hunting here to really find some. But yeah, I just find anything fascinating to like personify the beings around us that we have said that there's no intelligence. There's nothing there. The network. The root network.
I'll take your word for it.
Come on, Henry.
All right, that's going to wrap up headlines. Coming up next, Kevin Gore. Let's talk horses. Let's talk hockey. He joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.